From Tridio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and I'm that Star Wars priest. Every once in a while, I get introduced to a new board game. Now, you know, I'm a very big gamer. I've been a gamer since I was a child in school, and I got my first ZX81 computer, and I wanted it to learn how to program video games. There was actually a time in my life that I wanted to become a video game programmer. But that was not the only type of game that I played when I was a child. We loved board games, Monopoly. We had some Dutch games. I just loved the game of life and that sort of stuff. We would go to friends to play board games. That Stratego is another one. Risk. I still play Risk with my friends every year. I love that game. But there is a world of board games that I'm currently discovering thanks to one of my parishioners, Sebastian, who is a massive board game fan and also a good teacher. He explains these board games. And so he introduced me to the board game Imperial Assault. It is a Star Wars-based board game, and it is fantastic. It is one of the most – no, it's – the most complicated board game that I've played so far. But he thought I was kind of up for it, so he's like, yeah, it's time to go to the next level. And you play this with, I think, between 2 and 5, 6 people. And it's one guy or one girl plays the dark side and has a tremendous amount of power, by the way. And then the other players team up to fight the dark side. So classic Star Wars. And so in this case, Sebastian was the dark side, and with 1, 2, 3 other people, the four of us were trying to get through this adventure. What I love about this game, Imperial Assault, is that it is very big, and you play several adventures on one evening. So you create your own Star Wars storyline, and you get to choose where you want to go next. So we started at this base, just a random Star Wars setting, nothing too special. I think it was on Yavin right after the destruction of the first Death Star, and so there's still some Imperial troops there, and the game itself takes place on there are like these carton puzzle elements, and you can put them together to create various environments. So in this case, it was just Yavin 4, and I think it was one of the Imperial bases. And our mission was to go and retrieve computer data. But of course, there are also stormtroopers still there. And we had these miniature figures, and Sebastian actually hand-painted them. He's very good at that. They looked so awesome. And so I've picked a Jedi Knight because of the lightsaber. And then we had a Wookiee. Someone was playing kind of more like a smuggler type, like someone who was also good at breaking codes and everything. And then there was one more. What was it? So Wookiee, Jedi, Tinkerer, and just another female character. I don't remember that. So everyone has different abilities and can make different moves. And so it's a bit like chess. Like every chess piece can do different moves and represents a different threat. Well, in this case, it's the same thing. What we didn't expect was that the dark side could deploy not just stormtroopers, but much worse than that. So there was a dewback figure with a stormtrooper on top, and it was just so realistic, so amazing, especially when painted. And so all of a sudden there's this dewback that is approaching us and has special powers. And then the dark side also has these nasty surprises. So there was this door that was blocking the access to the last part of the bunker. And when we opened the door, that's when the dark side was like, okay, I got a surprise for you. And all of a sudden there's a cannon, there are two more stormtroopers, and it's like, oh, how are we going to get through? And so we managed to win that first round against the dark side. And then we could choose what's going to be the next story that we're going to play. And I picked Tatooine. There was a story that would bring us in contact with Han Solo. There was actually a mission in which we had to get Han Solo out of trouble. classic Star Wars, right? So the four heroes went to the cantina. So the puzzle pieces this time showed a cantina with a bar in the middle, which also helped to find cover, because you have to, in order to, for instance, to shoot at the enemy, you have to be in line of sight. And so if the playing surface has obstacles, then sometimes you first have to move before you can shoot, and you can take cover. And but then there are also certain characters that can jump on top of things. And so, for instance, at one point, big surprise, here's Boba Fett. And Boba Fett has this jetpack, and so he can just jump over walls. And all of a sudden, our plans were completely messed up, because we had figured out how to get to the ship to escape. But then there was Boba Fett, who was so fast and so lethal. And man, we had to completely change. So in the end, we sent the Wookiee, just sent the Wookiee, and he beat up Boba Fett while the rest of us were trying to get to the ship. And so we managed to save Han Solo. So he's still alive. And now Han Solo is also joining us in the next adventures that we're going to play in 2 weeks from now. So we actually kind of – Han Solo became part of our team. And so now every round we can also tell – and Han Solo is very good with his blaster. He's fast, but he's also a bit vulnerable. And so we now have a team of five to go to the next adventure. I don't know what that is, what that's going to be. We also made some money by selling some stuff that we found during that second round. And so the next time we play this game, we can also buy some extra weapons, which actually I welcome, because I've discovered that my Jedi, even though he's got a lightsaber, but he's definitely the weakest of the bunch. He can turn himself invisible. So he can approach the enemy. But in order to become invisible or to be not perceived, I guess it's the force, you know, I'm not the one you're looking for. You can only do that after having attacked someone. But the thing is, I am very vulnerable as a Jedi, so I can't really attack all these stormtroopers, because then I'll get killed. So the result is I'm never invisible, and it's so frustrating, because you have this power to turn invisible. But in order to become invisible, you first have to attack, which is super dangerous. Ah, dilemmas. And so Sebastian gave me some homework. He said, just Google Jedi so-and-so build. So find out which attributes you have to add to your character to make it stronger, and read up on the tactics of using that particular character. Because ultimately, all these different roles are very balanced. This is a very well thought out game. It's just that it's a hard character to play, harder than a Wookiee who can just go and beat people up. And it has a big area of effect, a bonus as well. So it was a ton of fun. And if you – it's not a very expensive game, actually. At least the base game is quite affordable. If you're a Star Wars fan and you want to kind of – it's – I would say it's not for beginners, because there are a lot of rules. But it's worth your time just trying some rounds and figuring it out. And then – there are many different variations. You can combine the set pieces, as it were, different stories you can play. And then there are also expansions that you can buy in order to play. For instance, there's an entire expansion that's taking place in Cloud City. I think there's – Hoth is already part, I think, of the first game. And so this is a game that you can expand, and you can keep playing this for years, because every round, every story is different. There are also things that happen that are random every time you play it. I'm so excited to having discovered this amazing Star Wars board game. And it's going to take at least 4 or 5 more sessions for us to finish this first tryout of the game. It was a ton of fun. That's what I wanted to share with you. That's also my last contribution to this week of The Daily Breakfast. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want to support me and help me create more of these programs and videos, then consider becoming a patron over at patreon.com/FatherRoderick. If you become a patron, and you can already become a patron for $1 a month, you know, and it's a way for me also to know that you value what I do. But if you become a patron, you get access to another feed, a podcast feed that you can enter into your podcast software, and that will enable you to download a weekly episode of Ask Father Roderick, in which I answer your questions. So that's one of the perks of becoming a patron. You're totally free to do what you want, but these episodes will be always free and will be brought to you next week as well. Thanks, and may the Force be with you.